tiny jets of water fire from a fountain embedded in one of Chiasso's central squares. Diverse groups of young men sit casually, staring at the ground, then at passers-by, then at each other. Some laugh, some smoke, and according to town vice mayor Roberta Pantani Tetamanti, some have bothered local businesses.
We received some complaining from people working in Chiasso, also from banks, as often some asylum seekers in front of their doors. Then you can understand that people coming in into a bank, maybe sometimes they're afraid.
Tetamanti sits in Chiasso's Pink City building, a few blocks from the fountain and bank. A pair of federally funded private security guards patrol outside in the shadow of the San Vitale Church. Tetamanti says refugees from Lampedusa have disrupted the city.
A couple of times a month you see some fights, or they fight between themselves because of drunkenness. This is a big problem with them because they don't have to do anything during the day.
Chiasso has always had asylum seekers for at least 60 years. From Milan through Como, Chiasso is the first Swiss town on the Southern Rail Line. Police Commander Nicholas Poncini says the problem is not refugees in general or the asylum center, rather the motivations of some of the refugees.
We had the big waves of Kosovo, for example, a few years ago, but everything went smooth from the crime point of view, of course. Now we have many Nigerian refugees, maybe from 2 or 3 years now. Most of them came here very well organized, and they have clear goals to deal with dopes and drugs and so.
Poncini says the problems are cyclical, a few months flooded by refugees, a few months without, and he is adamant. He and his 35 officers don't think all refugees are criminal, or all Nigerians, or all Libyans, but an increase of crime was evident.
This is caused by the second wave of refugees, which came this year. This is the North African refugees who came to Chiasso, and they were very aggressive and had strange habits. I mean, they don't care about peeing in the streets or stealing or drinking.
A few meters from the steps of San Vitale Church sit two black men on a concrete wall. Both are dressed casually, jeans, polo shirts. Both came from North Africa through Italy into Switzerland. One of the men from Nigeria said poor conditions in Italy pushed him north.
They say that they have to help asylum seeker in the land of Europe, but they don't take proper care for us. As me, I'm a young boy. For me now, I'm supposed to focus my life, maybe studying in school, thinking about a brighter future to live. But they leave every black man in the street.
The man sitting next to him came through Lampedusa 2 years ago from Libya. He's been in Chiasso 2 weeks, waiting for more details on his asylum request, but all he expects to get in Switzerland is time.
They are not giving somebody document. We only spend, they give some time, they give us 3 months, 4 months to stay. After that, they deport us back to Italy. That is just everything. We are still suffering. Yeah, we need a better life to live.
The men complain of benefits and conditions in Switzerland, but also of racism. They say police often target refugees, and police commander Poncini doesn't deny it, but he says only with probable cause.
We don't have to see Chiasso as a Tijuana or some dark spot. We have this refugee center. We have this cyclic problem who comes and goes. We have no racist population in Chiasso,
okay.
But we have to keep the thing safe, and we don't want to have people which are coming here already organized to bring crime in Chiasso.
Chiasso has tried implementing fixes of its own, for example, starting a refugee worker program, but such things are under federal jurisdiction. Vice Mayor Roberta Pantani Tetamanti says between local, cantonal, and federal officials, all with different perspectives and duties, it's complicated. She says Chiasso's situation may not have been forgotten in Bern, but perhaps it's misunderstood.